brutal Arctic invasion.
Chilly, crisp, horribly cold, numb.
Like you just want to stay inside.
Plan to flush ISIS from key Iraq city.
An Iraqi force backed by U.S. air power.
Arrest in Las Vegas road rage death.
The suspect is in custody and off the streets.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Low temperature records are tumbling from the upper Midwest to the Northeast and down south, too.
I'm 55 years old. I never felt a February like this in my life.
It's 1 degree in Chicago where that man lives. Wind chills overnight in the upper Midwest hit 30 to 40 below in some places thanks to this big Arctic blast. Wind chills in most of the Northeast are well below zero this morning. Minus 30 in Buffalo, 20 below in Philadelphia.
We really haven't been above freezing in quite a while.
It's freezing. Like, this winter has to go.
It's in the teens this morning in parts of the southeast. WTVF-TV's Cuthbert Langley is in Nashville, where it's 11 and another storm is on the way.
The biggest concern here is the amount of ice we could see throughout the day, especially with these freezing temperatures. And the timing of the storm is key. While officials say folks could be able to get to work this morning, the drive home could be a completely different story. Those temperatures here have not been above freezing for almost a week straight, and nearly 6,000 people are without power still this morning.
And amid the misery, there is majesty. This woman went to the icy spectacle that is Niagara Falls.
Everybody said it was frozen, so I had to see for myself. It's beautiful.
Another twist in the deadly road rage case in Las Vegas. Turns out the woman who was shot and killed last week knew her alleged assailant. Robert Myers says his wife, Tammy, had tried to help the 19-year-old suspect.
She was really good to him. She fed him. She gave him money. She told him to pull his pants up and to be a man.
Just the other day, police revealed Tammy Myers was shot after she and her armed son chased down Eric Nosh, who was charged yesterday. The element of surprise is not part of an attack plan in the works and now being spelled out to hit ISIS militants who control Iraq's second largest city. CBS's David Martin at the Pentagon.
The battle to retake Mosul, the largest city held by ISIS, is scheduled to begin in April or May, and will involve a force of 20 to 25,000 Iraqi troops backed by U.S. air power. Mosul, with a population of more than 1 million, is held by an estimated 1 to 2,000 ISIS fighters who seized it last June when the Iraqi army broke and ran. No decision has been made yet whether U.S. military advisors will accompany Iraqi troops on the ground to call in airstrikes.
Back here at home, health officials in Southern California say the superbug outbreak is no threat to the general public. Two deaths may be linked to it. UCLA's Dr. Robert Cherry says the focus is on 179 patients who may have been exposed.
We've sent letters out, we've placed phone calls to each of those patients, and we are offering free testing for those patients, as well as any type of potential treatment options.
The World Health Organization has approved the first rapid test for Ebola. It's not as accurate as traditional tests, but does not need electricity and can return results in 15 minutes. Ebola's killed almost 10,000 people in West Africa. In a new CBS News poll, 66% of Americans think parents should be required to vaccinate their children. 9 in 10 say they feel the measles vaccine is safe. The jury is close to getting to work in the American Sniper trial. CBS's Manuel Bojorquez says mental health experts wrapped up Eddie Ray Routh's defense case in the shooting deaths of Chris Kyle and Chad Littlefield.
The psychiatrist said that Routh is schizophrenic, and he testified that Routh told him, quote, that he began to think that both Mr. Kyle and Mr. Littlefield were some type of pig assassins, hybrid pigs sent here to kill people. The psychiatrist said that Routh had a history of paranoia, including one time when he thought two of his coworkers were cannibals.
It seems Republicans who might run for president in 2016 may have to answer a highly charged question. How do you feel about what Rudy Giuliani said about President Obama? Live to CBS's Barry Bagnano.
Tongues wagged and tweeters hashtagged after the former New York mayor declared at a dinner he doesn't believe the president loves America, adding, quote, he wasn't brought up the way you were brought up and I was brought up. On Fox News, he tried clarifying.
He's a patriot, I'm sure.
Merriam-Webster defines patriot as a person who loves and strongly supports or fights for his or her country. Giuliani says he means.
I very rarely hear him say the things that I used to hear Ronald Reagan say, the things I used to hear Bill Clinton say about how much he loves America.
At that dinner, receiving Giuliani's endorsement, expected GOP candidate candidate Scott Walker, who isn't taking a stand on this claim. Among other potential Republican contenders, Bobby Jindal agrees with it. Marco Rubio says while he thinks the president's politics are bad, he has no doubt Mr. Obama loves America. Steve?
Well, the Texas Attorney General goes to court today to try to void yesterday's marriage of a lesbian couple in Austin. Texas is one of 13 states where same-sex marriage is illegal. Labor Secretary Perez has given the sides in the West Coast port dispute till today to work things out, or they'll have to come to Washington to negotiate with a federal mediator. KCBS Radio's Doug Sovereign.
A dozen ships and countless seagulls have the Port of Oakland all to themselves. The port's Mike Zampa says that means no cargo coming or going.
Frustrating isn't the word for it. This impasse is inflicting severe pain.
Sources say a settlement of the dispute could be imminent since there's only one remaining sticking point, an arbitrator the union wants gone and the shipping companies would like to keep. Doug Sovereign, CBS News, Oakland.
It's Oscar weekend in Hollywood. Here's CBS's Steve Futterman.
Two films appear to be battling for the top prize, Boyhood, which tells the story of a young boy growing up over a 12-year period.
Who do you want to be, Mason?
And Birdman, which tells the story of a washed-up actor trying to make a comeback.
That was 1992.
You could jump right back into that suit if you wanted.
In the acting categories, there are clear favorites. Eddie Redmayne is favored to win Best Actor for his portrayal of physicist Stephen Hawking in The Theory of Everything.
I have 2 years to live. I need to work.
And Julianne Moore is expected to win Best Actress for her role in Still Alice.
I have Alzheimer's disease, early onset.
Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
The comedy Two and a Half Men wrapped up 12 years on CBS last night. Charlie Sheen, who left the show in 2011 amid disputes and personal problems, was offered a finale cameo but declined. The big complaint some fans have about baseball is games can be slow and take too long. CBS's Jim Shenevy on some new changes.
Major League Baseball reportedly will announce a set of rule changes today designed to speed up the game. Last season, the average game lasted 3.13 hours, up from 2.92 hours in 2009. And league officials say an enormous amount of time is being spent with players just standing around. Among the things being considered, no pitch intentional walks, a 20-second pitch clock, and forcing batters to keep 1 foot in the box at all times. Managers may also be required to challenge replays from the dugout, and play must resume promptly once the broadcast returns from a commercial break. Jim Shenevy, CBS News.
The famed Black Beauty Les Paul guitar sold at auction yesterday in New York for $335,000. The instrument set the standard for other Les Paul Gibson guitars. That's the Roundup, produced by Mara Rubin. I'm Steve Kaif, CBS News.